You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Look, we were at times very entertaining last year, but nowhere near where I think we're going to be if all these offensive weapons click. And, Mike, we said it. The defense has to be better. That is an area where I think we are going to see improvement. But the main reason, guys, is Michael Penix. Penix is a show, and people want to see it. And a lot of NFL insiders and people who are – inside of the league office, you know, obviously when you're putting the schedules together and all of that, you're thinking about these things. Guys, they were even thinking about, and I know this may sound crazy, where Aaron Rodgers was going to land because he's a draw. Whether we like how he's dealing with this whole I'm retired or not situation, they look at these quarterbacks and they go, this is a matchup that people are going to be interested in outside of your division games. And obviously, you know, the league is locked in to where you're playing, whether it's NFC East or West or whatever. But Mike, we are going to be good for TV. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I think, and we touched on this a little bit last week, I think Bijan Robinson being such a big factor for fantasy owners and just being a brand right now is one of the top running backs. What you believe in, you know, in Drake, you know, and certainly Michael Penix Jr., it was a small, as we know, sample size, but Sunday Night Football, and he's a, you know, a guy that people recognize from the college football playoffs, and he certainly put on a show and did enough to win that game against the Commanders. And I think that they're certainly the NFL schedule makers are banking on him really picking the ball and running with it and throwing, well, more throwing it than running with it, but you get the idea.
Yeah, I think so too. 404-726-0929. Adam Schefter said Penix and what he could bring and what he could do. The league is excited about that. And again, this is not, understand us, because we always feel like we, as Atlanta, we get disrespected. They are not over-promoting that because we're in primetime games, somehow we get an advantage. What they are saying, though, is, Mike, we could be one of the draws around the league where we haven't necessarily been. Guys, we all know this, right? The biggest time that this city, you know, as far as our football team in the draw was Mike Vick. We know this. And I don't know if we'll ever get back to that because that was such a unique situation. But, Mike, even in our Super Bowl year, we didn't become a draw. Hell, we were 5-0, and people were like, okay, they may be good.
Right.
So I just feel like if we get this buzz and this team is able to live up to it, and Penix, and let's talk about this. Does this add more pressure to what we expect from him, knowing that the league is promoting the fact that, hey, the Falcons are on in prime time way more than anybody expected us to be?
I think that two ways of looking at this. This is a team which last year should have been in the playoffs. We should have been a 10 or if whatever happened, you know, however you want to say it, if McGarry doesn't trip over Lindstrom's foot.
That's right.
And Kirk doesn't go down, we're probably winning 10 or 11 games. I mean, I do think we beat the, well, coup again. Bill Parcells famously said, your record is what your record is. But I do think we underperformed. I think that the NFL thought we'd be better, and I think they still think the core is better.
Yeah.
And then if you add, if you believe in what we've done defensively, the commitment to it on the defensive side, I do think there's a perception. Now, it doesn't matter. Those guys know what they've got. I don't think the noise outside Vegas has it. Seven. Vegas doesn't believe in the Falcons. The NFL believes this by putting us all these games.
Yeah.
Vegas says we'll be lucky to win 8 or 9 games this year.
I think Penix to Drake London, Penix to Darnell Mooney, Bijan, all of this stuff is just getting people excited.
Right.
And here's the other thing, and I know you guys saw this, maybe you didn't, but the Falcons, they love to do this. They put out that slow motion throw of Michael Penix last week, right?
No.
And everybody was like, oh my God.
Right.
And the ball looked like it was in the air for like 90 years, right? Right. But the
NFL films.
Yes, yeah. But the beauty of the spiral, and you're like, right. Man, he throws a beautiful, and the ball's still going, and you're like, who's he throwing it to? And you can't see the receiver, and he's like, right. It's still going, and then all of a sudden you see a receiver in the. That's the stuff people are thinking about.
I mean, the way that video is shot, you're waiting to see the football pass by the International Space Station.
Yes.
You know, and now it's going past the moon, right? You know, it's like, no, and I think it's funny because I think Data and I were joking on the radio that week. The dying quail in the background is presumably Kirk Cousins' throw, whoever the other quarterback was. But yeah, I mean, look, we saw that's what got us so excited about Penix throwing such a good ball in the Pac-12 in those big playoff games, you know, in the wins over Oregon. So yeah, I mean, you're betting on that. But I do think. You know, we should have been in the playoffs last year. That has no bearing because the schedule this year is much tougher. We just covered that.
Yeah,
Carl got a chance to react because he was off last week. We spent a number of days on it. It's a tough schedule. 4 playoff teams coming here. All those big games. You know, yeah, some wild cards in the equation. Not sure what San Fran's going to be with McCaffrey. Not sure exactly what, you know, Miami's going to be here because there's always a question mark there about Tua. But, man, Buffalo, you know, Buffalo's good. And you know what, Bills Mafia, I said this on the radio. I think you may want to echo the sentiments. Can this be the season where we shut out other fans from coming in and taking over? Because Buffalo, you know, that's early in the season. Bills Mafia, you know, they're going to – I just hope, and I get it with the secondary ticket market, can this be the year where we finally bow up and keep other teams out of Mercedes-Benz?
Depends on how exciting we are.
Right.
I mean, this is what gets back to these primetime games and eyeballs that normally don't pay attention to Falcon football go, man, they're pretty good, or, wow, that Penix kid is legit. Mike, if he comes out, and let's just say, no pressure, Mike, 350, 325, mm-hmm. 3 touchdowns, 310, 2 touchdowns. All of a sudden, people are going to be like, man, he's throwing this thing around. It's fun to watch. And then it gets to, I got to go see it. And that's when you start to block out these tickets that you're talking about and other markets. You know, we say this all the time. It's like people say, oh, you can get a ticket in Atlanta. You can. But so can I. I can do that in Dallas, too. Mm. And I can do it in Miami, for those who don't know. Like, there are other markets who deal with this. But when our team is exciting, and we haven't been that, we've been good. We haven't been exciting. And if you are, Mike, then you become the show.
I know that we've talked about it over the years, and it's sometimes you have to explain it. You and I do interviews. You do more national stuff than I do, but people ask you about it, and it's like, well, you don't understand. You know, it's just the Georgia Dome. We're just getting things rolling. We go into a new stadium, and now we haven't been in the playoffs in 7 years. You know, and then half the time late in the season, you know, it's a 1 o'clock game. You know, there's 40,000 people, if we're lucky, yes. In that stadium.
Yes.
I'm hoping all that changes and we get back to the way it felt in 2016. You know, we've seen it here. We know what was capable when Mike Vick had the Georgia Dome cooking, when they brought out that 300 section and people started selling it out. So we hope we get back to that. But yeah, this year, this schedule, if we are who we think we are on defense and Penix is the things you're talking about, we might get flexed to even more games. We might wind up with more national games than what the Jets were going to have last year with Aaron Rodgers, right?
I agree. Yeah, at the end of the season, you're in the hunt. Your team is fun. The NFL realizes the matchups are compelling, and all of a sudden, flex, flex, flex. You just don't know. And you know, again, that's somewhere we haven't been. But when that happens, that's the sign that your team is taking the turn. And we haven't been there. That Washington game last year, the Commanders, everybody's like, oh, think about it, man. I mean, you have two of the young stars that, you know, that are coming up in the league, and they lived up to it. Jaden was great, but so was Michael.
It was a back and forth in that game. And, like, you know me, I've harped on it a number of times. It happened. I just thought, you know, if Terry could, if we could, he was not going to give me an inch on that argument that day, but I just felt, look, if you use those timeouts a little more judiciously and you give your guy a chance to make a few more throws, then you can get that bum field goal kicker in range. Goal. Apparently the range was 35 yards, but we could have actually won that game. Didn't happen that way, but I think a lot of folks saw that and said, hey, maybe that's some of the things the NFL schedule makers saw and said, maybe that's something we want to see more of this year. We mentioned it earlier. This is the year we're hoping to win the division. If we win the division and we go 9-8, 10-7?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get into the over-unders. We got plenty of time for that. NFL owners meeting, you know, this week. We're going to find out if apparently the idea has been out there. A lot of teams like the idea of Reese. Are you cool with this idea, Carl? If you don't, you know, if you're the team that has less wins, but you get at least to host one home game and then you reseed the playoffs. In other words, teams could be the second place team in their division, have 12 or 13 wins, still have to go on the road to a 9 or 10 win team.
Yeah, look, I think if you win the division, there has to be a reward for that. And that's the debate that these owners and the competition committee are going to go through the next few days. You can't say we just won our division. Hypothetically, remember how we were in such control last year? We thought we might go undefeated in the division. Let's just say that happens. Let's say the Eagles, NFC East, hypothetically. You're going to tell me the Eagles don't get rewarded for that? There's no way that you can do that and not, Mike, have you know these teams, the owners, having an issue with that. So, yeah, this is the complicated part. But you're right. Give me a home game, and then let's reseed.
Right, because if you start to take away, and the idea being we've seen it, the most probably egregious one, but ironically, the Saints got the win. I mean, I'm sorry, it was the Seattle Seahawks got the win at 7-9. That was the Marshawn Lynch setting off the
earthquake
meter at the University of Washington where they get the big win. He rumbles for like 80 yards against the Saints. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to say if you're a 500 team or just one game over 500, you at least give me that. Because otherwise, then all the tiebreakers go out the window. Your division record, all the things we've banked on for years.
No doubt. NFL news, the Browns have signed quarterback Shedeur Sanders to a four-year, $4.6 million contract. That news just coming down. Also, we didn't mention this earlier, but Nick Sirianni gets an extension. Not surprised. He is the Super Bowl champion coach.
Right.
But Jeffrey Lurie talking about a multi-year contract. The terms of this deal has not been, you know, put out there, but there should be no surprise here. The Eagles, he corrected things that were wrong. And, Mike, this is the thing about Sirianni that I actually like. He took himself out of the play calling duties. For those who don't know, Sirianni was an offensive coordinator.
Right.
Things weren't going well the first couple of years, and he was like, I'm not going to do this. And he's hired coordinators, even Kellen Moore now, who's with the Saints, who've done a terrific job, guys. He brought in Chip Kelly, did a terrific job. He's been smart enough to know, I don't need to do that. I need to focus on the team and the culture.
Raw.
And that is why they've had success. I love that about him.
It's funny because we were on him from day one. Day back in the old days before you were producing, we played his initial press conference. I did rock, paper, scissors with you. We're like, oh, this guy's an idiot. This is another bad, bad press conference. Hey, he's won a Super Bowl. Okay, he's been to two. He's won one. And now he gets a contract extension. And Carl said, I mean, this guy was practically dead man. Hell, they're ready to...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Run him out of town.
That's right.
At halftime of that Saints game before
they
turned
around. Well,
they
went on that losing streak.
Right.
Not this year. It was last year at the end of the season.
They blew the number one seed.
Yes. Yes. They were 10-0. And so, but right. he gets a deal. My point about Shedeur Sanders, guys, is that should not be surprising to you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.